Flora Rivera is looking for some fresh vegetables for dinner. She walks with Ray Chasser to the vegetable garden. Ray is the owner of the Earth and Us farm. He cuts 4 pieces of dinosaur kale.
For my son. I think that's enough.
Enough? You want the other kind, a couple leaves?
Yes.
The curly?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Rivera is here with her 15-year-old son. They're visiting from Westchester County in New York, and they're staying in a real tree house. They found it on Airbnb for $65 a night.
I'm raising a farm in Colombia, South America. The only thing is I never had a tree house. That was my dream.
We climb up the narrow stairs to her treetop room. There's an aerial view of the farm. Winding philodendron vines, rescued tortoises digging holes, a gumbo limbo tree nearby, and emus pacing around. Rivera says, this is like being a little girl again in Colombia.
When I lay down there, I remember my father. I lost my father when I was 6 years old. I spent a lot of time with him in the farm.
You know, everybody that comes say it reminds them where they grew up or their grandparents' house, and it could be in the mountains of Alaska or it could be in the Caribbean.
Ray grew up in Miami, and he worked in the furniture business with his dad. Their store was in Liberty City. During the McDuffie riots, it was set on fire, and they lost the business. When Ray was house hunting nearly 40 years ago for his family, he ended up in Little Haiti because it was cheap.
It was a bad neighborhood, still a bad neighborhood in most people's eyes. I love it because it was allowed to be.
For Ray, part of the neighborhood's lure was that it was a bit raw, but there were a lot of drug houses on the block. So Ray made a proposal to the people who owned those houses.
Sell them to us.
He borrowed the money from a family friend. Ray owns about 20 properties in Little Haiti now, 9 on this side of the block where the farm sits.
Basically, imagine if you owned a city block and you took down all the fences between the houses.
Rebecca Siplak is here visiting a friend who lives on the farm. She used to live here, too, in a blue tent.
We have drumming circles that are really powerful, and people dance around and maybe get naked and end up sleeping by the fire.
Real nature lovers can use a human composting toilet. It involves coffee grinds and moss. Everyone who stays on the farm helps out by gardening or feeding the animals. Chantel Sukram lives in a small apartment at the farm, just past the hens. There are 8 pigs here, too. Some of them were supposed to be python food. Snuffles, Daddy Warbucks, Max. Jezebel is the newest rescue.
She thinks she's a dog. So she gets out and she, like, follows you around. She got out the other day and was, like, on First Avenue. And this school bus driver was like, is that a pig?
Ray says all around him, the neighborhood where he created this oasis is changing. Developers are coming in and buying up properties in Little Haiti.
Right now, the neighborhood's going through a gentrification for the first time. And I'm not really happy about it.
But he says it's a lot of work to run this farm. And some days, he does think about giving it up.
Why don't I just sell it? Get out of here. Get on my sailboat. And I go, I can't. It's too important to let this go to a high rise. Nature is probably the only thing that's perfect.
I'm Nadege Green in Miami.